You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lots of people lined up, ready to try their hand at Rattle Off.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's go to Amber. Hi, Amber. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Are we on the back of a motorcycle?
Amber, we got to put you on hold. We're going to have Jesse chat with you to get you in a spot where we can hear you better. Can Jesse?
No, he said no. He said he doesn't want to.
I don't know if our window's down or what, but that's...
Drop the top today, I guess.
Tracy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
What are you up to today?
Oh, just enjoying a quiet, peaceful house.
Oh, nice.
Did the kids go back to school, Tracy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I can't
wait. I still have one at home, but she's in middle school, so she's good.
Oh, yeah. She can work quietly in her room.
Oh, yes.
My kids go back on, it'll be Tuesday, since Monday's a holiday, but Tuesday, and man, we can't wait. Oh, we just can't wait.
You have the paper chain counting down?
Yeah, it's just like Christmas. That's funny. That's great.
So what are you going to do with your quiet day?
Oh, my goodness. Catch up on all the stuff that's been piled up for the last several weeks.
Like what?
Oh, you know, cleaning the house, making sure that we pay the bills, grocery shopping, planning, all of that.
What a nice, relaxing day you're going to have.
Oh, it sounds glorious.
I will admit, maybe this is a topic for our show. Am I a weirdo because I like sitting down and doing the banking slash bookkeeping slash bill paying? I find it kind of like a zen thing.
No, it's not weird at all. There's satisfaction when you can, like, cross your T's and dot your I's.
You got to get it down to the penny, you know.
Oh, I have to. Yep. I balance. And I know that's an old school thing, but I can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, I'm with you.
Tracy, let's play a little rattle off. We're going to give you a category. You have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples.
Okay.
All right. You know, you got kids. You should be good at this one because it's all about cereal. What I'm looking for in 10 seconds are 5 cereal mascots. Cereal mascots, the ones on the box or who advertise it. Ready and go.
Tony the Tiger, the leprechaun from Lucky Charms, the bee from Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Captain Crunch.
Toucan Sam.
Oh, Captain man. Crunch.
Trix Rabbit.
The Trix Rabbit. Yep.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Snap, Crackle, and Pop. You could have knocked out
there's
3.
There's 3 of them.
Oh, no, there's 3.
There used to be a 4th one, which a lot of people don't know about.
Man.
There was a Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Pow, I believe, was the 4th one.
Pow.
Seriously.
Kicked him out, though.
That was ahead of my time. I didn't know that.
Tracy, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Bye.
Where did Amber go? Did we lose her?
She's flat hung up.
She's like, I'm not waiting for them anymore.
Screw you guys. I'm out of here.
Where'd she go?
I don't know.
Well, Andrea's still with us. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
What are you up to today?
I just left a dry needling appointment for my back.
A dry needling appointment?
I think we did that as a Boys Against the Girls question once. Like, what is dry needling?
Back? Is that like an acupuncture thing? Or?
It is acupuncture, but they use muscle stim. So it goes a little into the muscle and kind of shakes things up a bit.
Stimulate ya. Wow. That's
what is, do you have a specific ache or pain that this is treating?
Yes, my hip from an injury and lower back.
Yeah. Something's up with my middle back right now. I lifted a weight funny, so I can't like bend correctly. So Nicole was digging her elbow into my back yesterday in the kitchen because I couldn't move. And I was, you know, of course, going, you know, really loud. And it turns out that Reed was on a Zoom meeting with his teacher in one room over in the dining room. And Daddy was in the kitchen going, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, yes, more. Harder, harder.
We stopped about, you know, like 3 minutes into it, and Nicole's like, Reed, are you on a Zoom call? He's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Great.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? Oh!
You should order a Grafton tool. That'll help scrape out knots in your back.
A what tool?
Grafton, G-R-A-S-T-O-N. It's like muscle scraping.
That sounds horrific, but I'll look it up.
Andrea, really you kind of sound like a masochist in a way. I mean, you know all the ways of hurting yourself. So
make it hurt so good.
Yes.
All right, I'll look that up.
Can we just pay you to come over and hurt us? I mean, it sounds like you're an expert.
I'll make all the noises for you. I got no problem with that.
Jeremy's got the noises down.
Oh,
and I'm really good with the faces. So.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying.
How did you hurt your hip in the first place?
So originally a car accident. And then just we move every couple of years. We're a military family. So
yeah.
The last move, you know, had my legs up on the dashboard and just sat in the same position for too long. So
A bummer.
The car accident, who was it, your fault or the other person's?
It was the other person. It was a hit and run.
Oh, man. No. Of course. What a jerk.
Yeah.
Huh.
You.
I found your muscle scraper online. It looks like a shoehorn, kind of.
Yeah, there's a couple different shapes, but they're pretty fantastic.
Looks like something else, too, but I can't explain what that is.
Like a toy?
You know.
Does it look like a toy?
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want that laying on a table during the Zoom meeting. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
Or you might.
It's $135.
Or you might. Depends on what kind of Zoom it is.
Yeah, there is that.
Extra credit, man.
Oh,
for goodness sake.
Settle down. Just settle down.
We're running out of time. Andrea, you have a dirty mind.
You guys brought it out. Sorry.
You want to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yes. I've never done this. So, yes, let's try it out.
Well, we're running out of time. And it just so happens that this is the easiest one we've done in about a month. But it's based off of this story that we had this morning about Ben and Jerry's introducing new ice cream for dogs.
Delish.
Yeah. So all we're looking for are 5 ice cream flavors. Can you do that? 5 ice cream flavors. Ready and go.
Chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, Neapolitan, and Rocky Road. Or do they need to be Ben and Jerry's? Oh, crap.
No.
Nah, it's just generic.
They don't need to be.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, the thing with chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and then you said Neapolitan, which is chocolate, vanilla,
separate container, though, so.
Oh,
and who buys that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Buys
I don't even
Neapolitan.
Know why I thought
it's
of that.
It's the dumbest thing.
I should have said American Dream, because that one's, like, the best thing ever.
Which one's that?
It's American Dream. I don't know. I think it's,
Oh, you've convinced me.
I don't know. Yeah, try it. I think it's Ben & Jerry's.
Oh. I like their core ones where they fill the core with like peanut butter or fudge or tater tots or something.
My husband. Yep.
Yeah.
My husband.
They're good.
I'm a Millennium Crunch guy from. It's not Ben and Jerry's. It's. Why am I spacing? They advertise with us.
Is that a Bluebell?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for saving me.
Close one.
But I said Millennium Crunch. It's the best.
It's really good.
You know what, Andrea? You are a
winner!
Yay
for you.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Probably the best call of the day, too. Don't tell anybody. Just saying.
I'll keep it on the
pain. With all the pain?
Keep it on the down low.
Just because she was nasty.
Yeah, she was a good, I mean, you're a good,
oh
good
my
caller.
God.
You're a good, good caller.
Well, I'm lucky that I turned on my radio this morning. I've never heard this show. I just moved to Colorado, and you guys are fantastic. You're my new favorite humans.
We have hooked you for life now.
Oh, I'll be darned. Where'd you move here
Let's
from?
Go get, moved here from New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
but I'm from Texas, and I'm moving to Guam in a few months.
Holy
My
cow.
Goodness. See,
over.
I was raised in a military family. I was a military brat, so I moved every 2 years. So I know exactly yep. what you're talking about. So
yeah, fun stuff.
That was my life. Well, enjoy your time in Colorado, and thank you for choosing the Dom and Jeremy show on Mix 100. We love you.
Best show in Colorado from my experience.
Aw, thank you.
She knows what she's talking about. Stop right. some more.